this destruction of innocent lives. War means tears in thousands of mothers' eyes. When their sons go off the fight and lose their life, I said,
what is it good for?
Absolutely. Say it again. Generation, induction, gene destruction. Who wants to die? Too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, war! They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows it gotta be a better way. I said,
war,
yeah, yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
No.
Say it again.
Welcome back. It is I, DJ Queen. I hope you all enjoyed that brief musical break. So that was The Temptations. For those who, you'd have to be very new around here not to know who The Temptations were. I feel like their music's definitely punched through internationally. But The Temptations is a group that came in the golden age of Motown. So we're talking about in the 1960s through 1970s. The Temptations are very much known for their fancy footwork, vocal versatility, and showmanship. They're a major influence on R&B and soul music all the way through today. So songs like The Way You Do the Thing You Do, My Girl, Beauty's Only, Skin Deep, Just My Imagination. It goes on and on in terms of the hits that they have. And really the most well-known, the original members is that you have Eddie, who is the, like, oh my god, I know their names off the top of my head. I unfortunately don't know their last name, so you're gonna have to do your own little research here. But I can tell you kind of what each of them held down. So there's Eddie, who had that really, really beautiful, amazing falsetto voice. So if you ever listen to Just My Imagination, that person, that creature who's hitting all of those ridiculously high notes, that would be Eddie. And then my personal favorite voice, and his brother Paul, had that like very, like, you could hear it on this in terms of that very baritone, like low voice. That would be Paul. So Don't Look Back is a good example in terms of where you might hear Paul's voice really shine. You have Melvin, who has this rumbling bass. Old Man River, I'm not the biggest fan of Melvin. Shout out to Melvin. But, and then, of course, you have David. Okay. If David was like, David is the man. He's the guy. He's the one with the glasses. if you watch old videos, he's the one that comes in very dramatically and just David is here to take your girl, okay? And he's like the beauty is only skin deep, that person who comes in there and is like rifting, like just really giving it to you in the ad libs. That would be David. So there is a movie that I recommend. It's a staple in Black American households. The Temptation movie will honestly, for us who saw that movie, we're like, that's the Temptations. In the Temptations movie, I highly recommend it. I do want to point out that last song I just played is called War. It is a counterculture era song, originally written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong for the Motown label in 1969. And so that song was written directly as an anti-Vietnam War statement that for the Temptations to sing. And that song got a lot of requests for them to release it as a single. They did exclude it from a lot of things in order to not alienate their conservative fans, but it is one of the most well-known and used kind of like protest songs that came during the Vietnam War era. So I wanted to end specifically with that more political song, because politics are in everything. I as all my music today is really rooted in the Black diaspora, you're going to hear notes of politics throughout. And if even if the thing I don't directly present to you via music is political, I am going to always kind of give you the political context of what might have been going on for them during that time. You know, Temptations were definitely what you would call a crossover band, in that they were consumed by both white and Black artists, not just by Black folks, but I say Black and white, and I don't mean to always speak in the Black-white binary, like, especially here in the Mission, where there's lowrider community, and you can hear Smokey Robinson, the Temptations, and all your favorite crooners on 24th Street on Sundays as they're cruising down the street. But just to give you that piece. So the next set here that I'm going to do is kind of random. I have this one James Brown album that's called Body Heat that I've never listen to, and then I have the Fifth Dimension. I unfortunately don't have the song Aquarius. I'm so sorry. I love playing that song because I'm an Aquarius, and so I vibe. But I really like the Fifth Dimension, and so I'm going to do in this next set a little bit of James Brown and the Fifth Dimension. And James, if you don't also know the history, there's a movie about James Brown as well, and I also suggest watching with the late and great Chadwick Boseman in it. And I think he did a phenomenal job in this particular in the James Brown movie, and I would highly suggest folks check it out, because James Brown, that was a showman. Like, he, that incredible, an incredible, incredible artist. Definitely has his flaws, as all of us in the Black community know, but is you cannot deny the musical genius that was James Brown. You know, that is James Brown's music and his influence in terms of like all the greats. Usher would be someone immediately referenceable. All of your favorite R&B artists, like, and you can trace a line back to James Brown. So we're gonna kick off into some James Brown. I've never heard this vinyl, so I'm not playing this as like, this is all the great songs that I love about James Brown. This is a vinyl that I don't know. It could be experimental. It could be really great. It could be really trash. You know, who knows? I don't know. That's the interesting thing about pulling random vinyls. You never know what you're gonna get. And then I'll alternate the James Brown one with the Fifth Dimensions. When I come back, I'll give a little bit more about the Fifth Dimensions. They're really interesting as well. And kind of I'll give you the notes of some of their like really cool performances. They were at like the Summer of Soul, which went on the same time as like Woodstock. There was, for Black folks, the Summer of Soul, there's a biography that you can watch of that. That's really cool, put on by homeboy who's from the Roots. I always forget his name. I believe he won like an Academy Award for that. But but they were at that particular festival. And I'll talk a little bit more about them when we come back. But yeah. Get into it. Enjoy, y'all. Bye.
Sunday. too had learned to jive when I was a little boy, about the age of 6. Belts are down, I want to get the kicks. I was a little boy, about the age of 7. PJ, that bad luck. PJ, he's the fuck.
Yeah. woman.
I'm a woman.
I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
What makes a man break up inside? And what makes a man give up his pride? What makes a man feel he's begun to fail? And when he can't win, he thinks he's in jail. Tell me. Say it again. Say it again. I ask you, what makes men jealous of each other? Sometimes turn against his brother. Now here's the reason. A cloudy day seem bright. She makes a nightmare turn into the warmest night. You know, she makes trouble seem so soft. She can turn the hardship. She makes it so easy to cross. She brings life into the world over and over again. No man in the world could ever bear those things. She never lets you know when she feels bad. And she smiles when she feels sad. And when you feel blue, she knows her place. Right beside you. Right beside you. And I want to know, what makes man stop tiring? And who's the only one can stop a baby from crying? The supreme being will always beat you and I sin. The supreme being will always beat you and I sin. Because my mother was a woman, and she still is. as sweet as she. Your mother's a woman, and I know you love her as she still is. Ow! Oh, scream, I feel so good. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being so nice. Ow! Love! Thank you for being so good, so sweet, yeah.
With you, my love, give you my doll song.
Welcome back! Hello! This is Black on Black on Black. You are here with DJ Queen. You usually be here with DJ Queen and DJ D Fantastic, but she's off in the yonder, exploring, being abroad while I'm here in the dreary cold of San Francisco. No. I love it. It could be a lot worse. I could be in London right now. So welcome back, everyone. So for that lovely musical break of what is in Britney's vinyl collection, I had this James Brown vinyl, which I'd never heard before, called Body Heat. I really enjoyed that one, actually. I'm going to have to bring that home to my dad and see if he's actually listened to that one. The other one was the Fifth Dimensions, and I'm appreciative that I put those two together because, again, one is really funk heavy, the originator, the creator of funk, James Brown. The other one, Fifth Dimension, a huge influences on the emerging disco scene when they were out, really more into psychedelic sort of, like, how would I describe it? I guess it was psychedelic, like soul group, I guess would be a good way to put it. I would say if you were really vibing out to the Fifth Dimension, for sure listen to Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. That's kind of like a hippie favorite. And James Brown, you can consume everything, honestly. I really like Caledonia. Oh, if you want to get your body moving, Caledonia by James Brown is like one of my favorite one of my favorite records. In getting into sort of the influences of each, James Brown, the influence is deep, okay? Because you have the creator of funk here in terms of hip hop. As you can usually hear when in James Brown record, there's a lot of call and response. A lot of that has influenced hip hop in terms of ad libs and calling and the originators of hip hop in terms of Grandmaster Flash, Kool Herc. I also credit James Brown a lot in terms of their own connection to hip hop. Then you also have the live performances. So I remember a friend asking me that if I could watch anyone live, who would it be? And I thought Prince, but then I was like, Prince was heavily influenced by James Brown. Why not just go back to the originator of it and watch James Brown? I would love to watch like a James Brown live performance in terms of the way that he was told to interact with the band and with the people and dancing, in terms of, you're talking about the person who influenced the Michael Jackson, right? So you know the footwork in terms of like where, if you've ever seen a performer get a cape thrown on them, that comes from James Brown. That is a full James Brown sort of like iconic moment that is being recreated. Funny enough, it reminds me of a conversation I had with my mom after I watched the James Brown movie with Chadwick Boseman in it. And I was going on about like, wow, it was really great. And my mom looked at me for a while. She was like, that man was ugly as sin. In terms of James Brown, so not known as a looker, but also had a very notorious relationship with women in general. But it just brought me back to that like childhood moment of like talking to my mom about it, and her like, that man was ugly as sin. She got the musical hype. She never got sort of like the attraction or that seemed to follow James Brown. And so just as a moment there, I'm kind of interested in maybe playing the rest of that particular vinyl because I really liked it. So maybe I'll play that to the top of the hour and then switch over to the last song I wanted to leave you all with, which is a song that's been stuck in my head. It's gonna be much more modern. By modern, I just mean 13 years ago, but it's not like these, which are like decades, you know, 1950s, 1960s ago. But I think the last song I might play for you all is actually a song by You. I mean, a song called You that's done by Snoop Dogg and Q-Tip. It's been burned into my brain. So that will probably be the last one I leave you all with. But I'm going to get you all back into actually that James Brown vinyl, and I'm going to finish that one out. But before I leave, because we're coming up to the top of the hour, so who's next up? Are you new around here? Have you never been to a Black on Black on Black? Did you think that it's it and there's nothing else going on? No! Coming up next is Hell's Kitchen by John Hell. So whatever he's in the mood for, whether it's punk, funk, or junk, you're sure to get an earful of hell with John Hell. 20 plus years of non-commercial and pirate radio experience. He's a musical force. I'm also a musical force to be reckoned with. Bring it on. All right. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you all. I hope you all enjoy the rest of the music that I bring. My friends who are listening, feel free to give me feedback. I'm always here for it. You know I like to hear it, especially when I'm spinning my vinyl, in terms of what you all felt like could have been mixed together better, or those little moments that you probably heard. So see you all next time. Bye.
That's the only thing, in my opinion, is not enough of what the world sees now. Is love, sweet love, that's the only thing. To climb. There are oceans, rivers enough to cross, and last till the end of time.
And when you do everything you can to make everything be all right, and you meet your bills, you understand, and your loved ones seem to think that, hey, you're not trying, you can do a little bit better. Nobody understands where you're coming from. You say to yourself, hey, I gotta prove it to me, cause I know where I'm at, and this is what you do. I know sometimes you feel the world has turned its back on you, but don't give up, it'll come through for you. So wake up, baby. It's always a way. If you get yourself up off the ground, oh, 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 let me wake up and give myself a chance. Give yourself a chance to live. I know you're just human, and sometimes that can be a show not ruin. But when you feel it's too hard, just take it to the supreme force, and that's God. Mm, mm, mm. Oh, oh.